Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Do What You Love and Other Lies About Success and Happiness by Miya Tokumitsu is a concise nonfiction critique of modern work culture, originally published in 2015. Rather than offering career advice, the book examines the popular idea that people should follow their passions and build identities around work they love. Tokumitsu argues that this ideal is not as universal or harmless as it appears. In practice, it often rewards people who already have financial security, access, and social advantages, while placing greater pressure on workers in precarious jobs, internships, freelance arrangements, and other low-security roles. The book is both cultural analysis and social critique, focused on how language about passion can obscure inequality. It is especially concerned with the way the rhetoric of self-fulfillment is used to normalize sacrifice, underpay labor, and shift responsibility for structural problems onto individuals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the passionate work ideal is treated as a cultural ideology, not a neutral truth. Tokumitsu's central move is to question the assumption that loving one's job is an unquestionable good. The book shows that the "do what you love" message is not simply personal encouragement, but a cultural script that shapes how people judge ambition, worth, and employment. When work is framed as a calling, paid labor is no longer evaluated mainly by stability, fairness, or compensation. Instead, emotional attachment becomes a moral requirement. That shift matters because it makes ordinary concerns such as wages, benefits, and working conditions seem secondary or even selfish. Tokumitsu exposes how this ideology presents itself as uplifting, while actually narrowing the range of acceptable work lives. The result is a strong critique of how modern society confuses passion with legitimacy and treats career satisfaction as proof of virtue. Secondly, the book links passion rhetoric to class inequality and privilege. A major argument in the book is that passion-driven work is easier to pursue when someone already has money, security, or family support. Tokumitsu shows that the cultural celebration of internships, unpaid labor, artistic risk, and freelance freedom often hides the fact that these arrangements are only sustainable for people with resources. Those without such backup are pushed into lower-paid, unstable work and told to see sacrifice as character building. This makes passion rhetoric look inclusive while it actually divides workers by class. The book is especially effective at showing how the ideal of following your bliss can reproduce privilege under the language of individual choice. What appears to be a merit-based system becomes one in which already advantaged people can afford to seek self-actualizing careers, while others are expected to accept insecurity with gratitude. Thirdly, precarious labor is normalized through the language of self-realization. Tokumitsu pays close attention to the kinds of work most often romanticized under the "Do What You Love" banner, including internships, temporary roles, adjunct teaching, and freelance jobs. These positions are frequently praised as flexible, creative, or personally meaningful, but the book argues that such descriptions can hide their insecurity and exploitation. When workers are told that the experience itself is rewarding, it becomes easier for employers and institutions to justify low pay or unstable conditions. The emotional reward is then used to substitute for economic reward. This is one of the book's sharpest critiques because it explains how labor markets maintain unequal arrangements without seeming openly oppressive. Tokumitsu is not rejecting meaningful work. She is showing that meaning is often used as a tool to discipline workers into accepting risk and undervaluing their own labor. Fourthly, the book challenges individualism by showing how structural problems are personalized. Another important theme is Tokumitsu's rejection of the idea that success depends mainly on attitude, passion, or self-discovery. The "do what you love" ethic tends to imply that workers who struggle simply have not found the right calling or have not committed enough to their dream. Tokumitsu counters this by directing attention toward institutions, labor markets, and social hierarchy. In her view, the problem is not only that some people fail to follow their passion, but that the cultural story itself encourages people to interpret economic hardship as personal failure. That shift is powerful because it removes pressure from employers, schools, and broader systems that shape opportunity. The book, therefore, functions as a critique of neoliberal thinking, in which every worker is expected to become an entrepreneur of the self, responsible for converting identity into income while absorbing the risks alone. Lastly, its real value is the language it gives readers to criticize work culture. One reason the book has been widely noted is that it does not merely complain about work. It provides a vocabulary for resisting a familiar ideology. Tokumitsu articulates why the "do what you love" message can feel suffocating even when it sounds positive. That makes the book useful for readers who sense that contemporary work culture demands too much devotion while offering too little security. Its analysis helps people distinguish between genuinely meaningful labor and the rhetorical use of meaning to justify exploitation. The book is short, direct, and deliberately focused, which gives it force as an intervention rather than an exhaustive academic study. Its practical impact lies in helping readers question the moral pressure to love every job and to recognize that dignity at work should not depend on emotional passion alone. In conclusion, Do What You Love and Other Lies About Success and Happiness is best suited to readers interested in labor politics, cultural criticism, higher education, freelance work, and the ethics of career advice. It will especially resonate with people who have felt uneasy about the pressure to turn every job into a calling, or who have seen how passion language is used to excuse low pay and instability. The book offers both intellectual and practical value. It sharpens the reader's ability to notice how work is morally packaged, and it provides a framework for discussing labor without defaulting to empty encouragement. Compared with many books about career fulfillment, this one stands out because it does not celebrate personal optimization. Instead, it examines the social costs of the passion ideal and asks who benefits from it. Its strength is its clarity. Tokumitsu makes a familiar ideology look strange enough to question, which is why the book remains relevant in discussions of precarious labor, class inequality, and the limits of work as identity. If you would like to support Mia Tokumitsu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.